Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And Ghost Huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Belanger, writer and researcher for Ghost Adventures. I'm an author, the writer, host, and producer of New England Legends, the television series, and the podcast. And I just love all things spooky, and I love that Sophia Temporelli has made it 10 years, a decade of broadcasting on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, that's an incredible accomplishment, and please stay spooky, Sophia.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, Sophia, on over 10 years of broadcasting. That's right, a decade here on liveparanormal.com and History FM. Thank you, Rob Sarek, the site founder, for providing this format each and every week during that decade too as well. Thanks, Rob, for everything, and as well as our moderators. Thank you guys for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed, and you guys made it all possible that Sophia could still do live shows and things and all the glitches we've had along the way. Thank you guys for all of your help over the years. Feel free to call into today's show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316 as well. Feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to get in that avatar, and you're part of the LP family. I'll be posting our guest links into the chat room too as well. As today, we welcome Atlantic Coast Paranormal founding investigators Chris and Lisa Fordham. Special thanks to Radio Rod Shelton for suggesting today's show and making it all possible for everybody to come together. We love you, Rod. Everyone, visit AtlanticCoastParanormal58.blogspot.com. That's AtlanticCoastParanormal58@blogspot.com. Also on Facebook, Atlantic Coast Paranormal Investigations, and on Twitter at @ACP_paranormal. Upcoming, we have best-selling Ghost of the Quad Cities author Michael McCarty returning to the program. That'll be October 9th. We have celebrity psychic medium, the Psychic Housewife of New Jersey, also is featured on the Halzer Files. Psychic April will be returning to the program on October 16th. Also, the Heritage Hunter Society paranormal researcher Michael Lacciana returns to the program on November 6th. As well, a paranormal researcher and YouTube sensation, Carl the Crusher, will be on the program on November 13th. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. And so the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli Facebook fan page, just to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. We don't post a lot of other things on there. So the second we learn something, and there are some very exciting things coming up too as well, we will be posting them there on the fan page. Also, like LiveParanormal.com Facebook group page, a lot of great new broadcasters have been added to the roster here at LiveParanormal.com. A lot of great new paranormal investigative team roundup panels on the weekends, a lot of great things here on LP. And as well, check out the membership pages here on Live Paranormal. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding everybody. So a lot of autographs by some of your favorite paranormal authors, other prizes, giveaways for the memberships here on Live Paranormal. Also support the vendors here on Live Paranormal. So if you're getting grandma a millimeter for Christmas or anything like that, make sure you do it here on LiveParanormal.com with the vendors. Tonight on LP, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as Mondays monthly here, Chip Coffee of Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and Now on Kindred Spirits, right here on LiveParanormal.com monthly, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, many more right here on this very network. If you miss anything, archive shows, they're available as free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage here on LiveParanormal.com or wherever you get your broadcasts. Also, let me see here. I'm trying to unmute two here at the same time. There we go. Sophia. Got Sophia coming into the show. Congratulations, 10 years. Amazing, Sophia. Thank you. You're helping so many people.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 10 years.
I know. And last weekend, it just happened to be on the day of Peter James' birthday. That was how cool was it that you were hosting your first set of group investigations for the Dark Zone at the Los Angeles Police Museum? That was awesome.
It was a lot of fun. I'm so happy Jay Blumke of the Dark Zone gave me the opportunity to investigate the LA Police Museum. It was such an amazing location, and it was just a lot of fun getting to meet so many new people and just go do an event in person.
Yeah, it was amazing, the police museum, and a lot of rich history there. A lot of captures were going on, too, along the way, so everybody had a great time. You did a fantastic job.
Thank you. Yeah, it was such a fun event. Everyone definitely go check out the Dark Zone. They have a lot of amazing upcoming events and see all the new things that are upcoming with them.
Yeah, I don't know if you're allowed to talk about a lot of the locations Jay was talking about and he's securing right now, but there's some great things happening at the Dark Zone. So a lot of great new locations coming up for you. And that's just cool you're hosting, actually hosting for the Dark Zone. But you got the Twitter, you got all these things. This is where we'd be posting any of that anyway. Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with 1L and Instagram just at Sophia Temporelli.
Okay, and tell us about the guests.
Today, we welcome Atlantic Coast Paranormal founding researchers Chris and Lisa Fordham, located in Citrus County, Florida. Everyone visit AtlanticCoastParanormal58.blogspot.com, Facebook, Atlantic Coast Paranormal Investigations, Twitter, at @ACP_paranormal. Let's welcome them into the show.
All right, Chris and Lisa, welcome. I'm trying to unmute you guys any second now.
Yep.
Radio Rod, he's in the chat room. There you go. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on.
Awesome. Hey, thank you. Hey, we want to say that, you know, obviously thanks for having us on your show, and Rod, especially, thank you so much for setting this up, and Sophia, congratulations on 10 years. That's a big step.
Thank you. Well, thank you both so much for coming on today. I can't wait to learn more about your investigations and just, you know, what you do in the paranormal. So thank you so much for coming on.
Our pleasure.
I was just going to say, could you start off by telling us, you know, a little bit about how both of you got into paranormal and, you know, just kind of where those interests started?
All right. So it's a bit of an interesting story, and I'm sure Lisa will correct me at least 10 times, so that's fine. So I know she grew up in a haunted house up in Illinois, so she's always believed in the paranormal. Me, on the other hand, I'm quite the skeptic, or was quite the skeptic, rather. I could explain everything away because I didn't want to believe any of that. About 5-6 years ago, we were over in St. Augustine and had a friend of ours with us, and there's a place called the British Pub, and above it, there's a
apartment,
thank you. And our tour guide says, don't, you know, if you go back in this back room, be careful, don't sit in that chair, and just be careful. So the first thing I do is I go sit in the chair, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy put his cell phone down, and it hit the wall behind me, and I told him, don't throw your phone at me anymore. He swore up and down he didn't throw his phone, didn't throw his phone. I said, okay, whatever. So he picks it up, puts it back on the table. It went flying. I went right behind it, right out the door, right downstairs, right down to the pub and grabbed a drink. So that's kind of how my believing came in. So when we started, you know, looking into a little bit more, especially out here in St. Augustine, and the more I saw, the more I believed, the more things that happened to us, the more things we were able to capture on film and photos and voices. And I don't know, just one thing led to another, and we've been trying to put together a team now for 5 years, and we've finally been able to do it, and we're finally able to start going live and doing some investigations around Florida for right now.
Well, that's awesome, you know, that you kind of started off with those experiences. Can you tell us about, you know, kind of the founding of your team and who the members are of it?
Okay, so obviously Lisa and I put it together. We've got friends of ours, Jay and, oh my goodness, Thomas. I call him Pongo. So they're part of our team. They're our newest members. And then I've got my best friend of 20 years and his mother, James and Susan. We also have our friends Ed and Martin and Larry and Denise that are part of our team.
Well, it's an amazing team, and it's just really cool, you know, some of the investigations you've done. Can you tell everyone, you know, do you mainly do kind of investigations at large locations, or do you also do home investigations as well?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're definitely open to home. It's something we're wanting to do. What kind of got us off, though, was the larger investigations. They just had the world's largest ghost hunt this past weekend, and that's kind of where we got our foot in the door, and we're able to put a team, and we secured the Ripley House, Ripley's, believe it or not, out here in St. Augustine for an overnight. So that's kind of really what put us in the door, and we've got people already asking us, you know, hey, we've got this or that going on at the house, so we're going to start doing some research, you know, because research is definitely one of the biggest things, and, you know, going to some homes and see what we can find.
For sure. And how are you able to secure such historic locations, you know, in and around St. Augustine, Florida? Is it challenging for you, or, you know, what's that process like?
Well, just recently they started opening up to, you know, private investigations. You know, it's not cheap. It costs a little bit of money, but a lot of it also boils down to who you know. And Lisa and I have been coming here for years, and, you know, we know a lot of the store owners. We know a lot of the business people in this town, so we're able to get, you know, a little bit of help making sure they point us in the right direction and get some stuff that the public may not be able to get access to.
Absolutely. And for each of you, you know, on any recent investigations or anything that wasn't on an investigation, what was kind of the most exciting or, you know, terrifying thing that's happened to you?
Oh, let's see here. What would you think? I mean, over at the Ripley, we were hearing, you know, doors opening and closing. We've gotten one of the spirits there, Mr. X, he likes to play with me. Oh, tell him about before the investigation, the orb. Right about passed out. Hey, Ripley's.
Oh, so, okay. When we were at Ripley's, it was when they first opened the paranormal investigative thing just for Ripley's. It used to be, you know, you can go through the red train and go through all these spots, but now that they have their own castle investigation. And we went into a room that was called the circus room. And I have this on video where you can see an orb just come from behind Chris and enter through his back and slowly exit out his stomach area. And 2 seconds later, he about fell down.
Yeah, I about passed out. And that doesn't happen to me too often.
That's definitely a crazy experience to have happen. Can you tell the audience, for everyone who's not familiar with Ripley's, kind of some of the history behind it and why it may be haunted?
Okay. So the Ripley's in St. Augustine used to be a hotel. And it was for the rich and famous. You know, you didn't have to sign in with your real name, but you had to have a lot of money to stay there. There was a lady who was best friends with the owner who lived up in the penthouse, but everybody else, you know, they'd come and stay for a night or two, you know. And one night there was a fire, and they discovered two bodies. One was the lady who lived in the penthouse. She was in her bathtub feet away from the fire exit with a towel wrapped around her face and a knot tied off to the side. The floor below, they found a young lady who also in the bathtub feet away from the fire escaped with a towel wrapped around her head. There was the only person they were unable to locate was a gentleman who signed in by the name of Mr. X. Now, when the young lady checked into the hotel, she smelled of cigarettes and booze, and that was kind of weird for, you know, 2 or 3 in the afternoon, especially for a woman back in the early 1900s. And so she checked into a room that her friend had procured for her. Well, Mr. X was in the room right across the hall. And it's believed that she was pregnant with his child, and she came to confront him about it. And he was married, lost his, you know, temper, and ended up killing her. Well, while he was moving her body to the disposal site, the bathtub, the lady upstairs saw him. So he ended up having to kill two people and set the building on fire. And they never did find him or anything. He just kind of vanished.
Oh, wow. That's definitely some really interesting history. Do you think that possibly that history was connected to what actually transpired with the orb there?
I do. And the reason being, what is now the circus room was Mr. X's room. And we've contacted him. We've talked to him, you know, last week, and we were able to talk to him a little bit, confirm that it was him. We primarily used our dowsing rods there. That just, for us, seems to be one of our favorite pieces of equipment. Very simple to, you know, do yes, no's, point if they want us to point, if they want to send us somewhere. But, yeah, no, I definitely think Mr. X was involved in that one.
Absolutely. I agree with the dowsing rods. They are such useful tools. What is kind of your process when you go on investigations? How do you prepare, and what actually goes on for you when you walk into a location?
Well, the first thing that we always do is we always make sure that we have some kind of protection, be it stones, runes, anything to this effect. Well, I guess before that, we do our research. You know, we look at kind of what the history of the place is, what might have happened there, why it would have happened, what spirits people have been seeing. So we do a lot of interviewing the employees primarily. And then, you know, when we get ready to go, when we decide, okay, this is a good place to go, you know, right before we go in, we make sure everybody's well protected. We say a protection prayer. And, you know, we figure out, okay, this is where they're most active. This is where people have seen the most. So we'll go in, we'll set up our cameras. We'll set up, you know, our K2 meters, we'll set up our REM pods and just get everything set up. And then we kind of just wait for a little bit and see if anything decides to show themselves before we get involved, because we want to see, you know, okay, has anybody got a really strong feeling here? Does anybody feel anything bad? So we kind of settle in. Once we've started seeing a little bit of activity, that's when we start, you know, the basics. you know, male, female, try to get an age, you know, maybe, you know, were they staff, were they, you know, in St. Augustine, were you a soldier, were you a nurse, you know, anything to that effect. And we just kind of see where the night takes us, because some nights, you know, we don't get anything. There's definitely nights where we have sat around twiddling our thumbs, but we just kind of see where it takes us at that point.
It's definitely a hit or miss.
For sure. I think that's really the big thing about investigating, too, that a lot of people don't realize is when you watch these shows, that's so many hours condensed into about an hour or half-hour show, mm-hmm. Where you can go nights without having anything happen. Do you think it's beneficial on investigations? You know, I lived in a haunted house and the ghost was focused on women. Do you think it's beneficial having, you know, both of you as a couple to kind of be able to generate different responses?
Oh, absolutely. We had a place, our friends Larry and Denise used to have out here in St. Augustine called Antiques and Uniques. And it was a fantastic antique store. And there was one little chair that if a woman sat in there, you'd see her hair getting messed with, anything to that effect. And Lisa did it, and she's got an experience there she'd tell you all about.
Henry's room.
Yep.
That was when we first started coming out here in 2016?
Yeah, something like that.
And they mm-hmm. had the overnight investigation that you could do. So we did that, and the first thing that we were told was if you go in the Henry's room, it was a back room. It's not like that anymore now. The place is for sale, and they've opened up all the rooms and stuff. But there was a chair you could sit in, and the spirit's name was Henry. And he didn't really mess with the guys too much. It was the girls that he liked, and he messed with their hair. Well, of course, the first thing I do, go sit in the chair. And mm-hmm. my husband sat across from me, and he's watching me, and he sees my hair move, because I'm just like, something's messing with my hair. And he's like, no, they're not. And he looked, he's like, nah. I'm like, and he's like, your hair's moving. I'm like, well, I told you.
Yep.
Well, that's definitely an amazing experience to have happen to, especially since you could actually see her hair move.
It was just crazy,
you know, the type of stuff that can happen to you on an investigation. With mm-hmm. like you mentioning earlier, when you walk into a location, you make sure to find out some of the employee accounts and history behind the location. Mm-hmm. What is the most interesting employee account and piece of history that you found out about a location for both of you?
I actually have to say the Antiques and Uniques, because what the trolleys and stuff don't tell you in St. Augustine on their tours is that the old antique store was originally the old jail.
The county jail, yep.
And then they moved the jail because, who was it? Was it
Henry Flagler?
Flagler didn't want it in the middle of town, so they moved it. I don't remember the whole history on that, but you do.
Yeah. But, yeah, knowing that it was a jail, you know, that obviously was pretty cool to find out, the original jail.
Mm-hmm.
For me, man, there's been a lot of them. I'd say there's a restaurant here called Oski White's, and several of the employees told us about, you know, if they're closing up the store, they're upstairs doing money stuff, and they'll have plates getting thrown, they'll have pots and pans getting thrown. I mean, the stuff you see in movies, they've had happen. Lights going on and off, and there's just one person in the building. So that's somewhere that we're trying to get into. That's our next big place we're trying to get our hands on.
Well, that seems like an awesome location, you know, with accounts like that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool that, you know, you're able to find such amazing locations, you know. What locations mm-hmm. would you like to investigate the most, just, like, anywhere in the world, you know, historically, across the pond, anywhere?
I've got three places that I'm dying to go. Two of them are here in the States. One is Gettysburg, because I'm a huge mm-hmm. Civil War buff. And then I want to check out Tombstone. That would be really cool because I love my cowboys and Indians. And overseas, Dracula's Castle, hands down.
Yeah,
I would love there.
An amazing location, for
mm-hmm.
sure.
How about you, honey?
How about you, Lisa?
Yep.
Mine would be in England. It would be Hampton Court. And it said, now some people have this on video to where Catherine, oh gosh, what was her name? Not Parr.
De Medici?
No.
I don't remember who.
I think it was Henry the Eighth, first, second, third.
The Great?
Fourth wife, I believe. Catherine, gosh, what was her name? I can't think of her name, but she was the youngest wife that Henry had. And she's been seen in the hall begging the king for her life.
Oh, wow.
And that's where it happened in real life. I don't remember what hall it was, but there's a specific hall where she's been seen and heard screaming through the halls begging Henry for her life. One of them that he beheaded for treason and adultery.
Do you think that people seeing Catherine there in that hallway is more residual or also an intelligent haunting?
I'd have to say the first one that you said, because she was fearing for her life, and he had been known to be killing off his wives. I mean, Anne of Boleyn. I mean, he beheaded her, too, because of rumors that he believed in.
Yeah.
She was just accused of many, many things and it was just because he wanted to be with Jane Seymour.
Yeah, it's amazing just all the history in those castles, too, and, I mean, how well they were built, that they're still standing to this day. I know we
Absolutely.
Have to take a quick commercial break, but we will be right back with more questions.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I'll remind everybody, and where you can play along, too, with sites and everything as well. So our guest today, Atlantic Coast Paranormal founding investigators Chris and Lisa Fordham. And again, special thanks to Radio Rod. He's in the chat room, too, right now. If you feel like jumping in, chatting with Rod, he's always fun to talk to. AtlanticCoastParanormal58.blogspot.com. That's AtlanticCoastParanormal58.blogspot.com. On Facebook, Atlantic Coast Paranormal Investigations. Twitter, @ACP_paranormal. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Feel free to call in, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Coast with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it, you know. It's almost like we didn't leave break.
Oh, poor Dave left out everything. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com, bringing everybody back in. Got Sophia, Chris, and Lisa back on.
Hello.
Hey, thank you both again so much for coming on today.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
So, I mean, as investigators, you know, there's so much that we learn and want to pass down to the younger generations. What would you like to most pass down to the younger future generations of investigators, or even, you know, family members or children?
I don't know. I think for me, a lot of it's about the history. You know, I mean, we can learn more communicating with, you know, the paranormal than we can from a book. I mean, we've learned some pretty awesome stuff and been able to collaborate with the historical library out here in St. Augustine and, you know, just find a lot of awesome information you're not going to find in your history book at school. And I guess for me, it's nice to know that, you know, there is definitely a life after this, and you can communicate with those people because they got some pretty awesome stories to tell you.
For sure. How about you, Lisa?
I've never actually been asked that, so I'm a little lost for words on that one. But, yeah, definitely research. You know, wherever they're wanting the investigator even learn things from would be the research libraries that would be in, you know, the county or city.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, research can be so hard to find, you know, a lot of the facts, but it is so important to investigations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, here we have, let's see here, the man that brought everything together today. Is this Radio Raj?
Let me check. Yes, yes it is. You know my age, I always have to check. Well, you know what I wanted? I always wanted to do a, hi, this is Radio Rod, and I'm much too old for you to remember, and I'm listening to Sophia Temporelli on the Ghost Host on liveparanormal.com. How's that? Do I get a promo?
Hey, Rod.
Hey, listen, guys. I just want to call in, say I love this team. They got really some amazing real-time intelligent responses in a park that I was watching in St. Mm-hmm. Augustine. And, you know, I was amazed, and they said they were going to bring some trigger objects, and if so, I've missed that. So if so, I'm wondering, did you guys bring some trigger objects to the park there?
Not yet. We weren't able to. Some stuff happened. Part of our team had to leave us for various reasons, so that's something we're going to work on. I think we're going to try to come back in a couple weeks and do that one.
That would be awesome. I was absolutely amazed. I think that video's up on your Facebook, though, isn't it?
It should be. Absolutely. I mean, everything we've posted, everything we've done live, we made sure we saved.
Yeah, so it was just really, really amazing. And listen, Sophia, John, I won't, you know, take up all your airtime, but listen, you guys rock. I am so happy, and thank you for everything that you do for this field. Really appreciate it.
Well,
hey,
thank
Rod,
you for all your support, too, Rod.
Yeah, thanks,
Rod. Just
Rod.
Thanks for making this happen. We appreciate this a lot. It's awesome.
Well, listen, Peter James, it's really my honor. And, you know, like John said, he always wants to give people in this field a voice. And also, you never know who's listening who might be in your area who require your services. So you're doing a service right now. I'm so thankful to all of you, and especially you, Sophie and John. Like I said, you rock.
Well, thank you, Rod, for all your support through the years, too. It's just been amazing being friends.
You're not obligated, John. I promise.
We got your audio bite now.
Well, listen, like I said, I appreciate you guys. I'll let you guys go. I'm loving the interviews here. These people have so many experiences, and I'm loving the way they're just almost nonchalant about them. So that tells you that's an experience. That is definitely a seasoned investigator. And again, I'll get off here, but thank you so much, all of you, for what you do for this field. It's really important to a lot of us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rod.
Well, thank you too for
anytime.
All you've done.
Aw, thank
all
you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye bye.
Wow, cool. Radio Rod Shelton.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Rod's so amazing. Yeah, it's always great to hear from him. And, you know, thank you, Rod, again, for connecting us for today's interview. You know, Chris and Lisa, as Rod was saying, you know, there can be people listening to the show in your area that may need help. What advice would you give to someone that is currently going through home haunting issues?
I would say don't do it the route I would have done 6 years ago and try to piss the ghost off. It's probably not a good idea. Again, I was super skeptical. Don't do that. Don't do it. But, you know, if you have something that's going on in your house and you want some answers or you just want some help trying to communicate, you know, we're absolutely there to help. Again, we do this because we love it. We love helping everybody out. And if we can help you in any way, please, please, please contact us. Absolutely.
Now stay away from the Ouija board.
Yes.
Those are nothing but trouble.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of, you know, talking about Ouija boards earlier and dowsing rods earlier and Ouija boards now, what is kind of like your favorite pieces of equipment to use on investigations and which do you find to be the most helpful for people wanting to start out in the paranormal kind of right now?
I would say the REM pod. The REM pod's a good start. However, the dowsing rods are a little bit more affordable for those who can't afford a lot of money. A flashlight, a twisty mag light, like you just barely touch it and it turns on. We've gotten some really good responses with that. And a K2. The basic things. You don't need the high tech stuff to get responses.
I mean, I would say for me, my two favorite pieces are absolutely the dowsing rods. I mean, I cannot speak how much I love those, but I think the most important piece and the best piece in anybody's arsenal is your cell phone, believe it or not. Your cell phone takes good quality pictures very quickly as long as you take them in succession. Make sure you always use your flash. But you've got a voice recorder on there. You've got all sorts of tools right there in a device that you use all day, every day that has helped us out tremendously. We've gotten some pretty awesome stuff just off our phones. Your cell phone is definitely the best way to start.
For sure. And what hidden dangers would you like to precaution new investigators or people that, you know, may not have had these dangers occur to them during their years of investigating?
What's some stuff to avoid? I'd say, it all goes back to researching, you know. If you find a place that has nothing but, you know, bad spirits, poltergeists, that kind of stuff, you know, for somebody that's not seasoned, I would definitely avoid that. But I would start off, you know, a lot of cemeteries are a great place to start off. I mean, there's obviously some bad stuff that can happen there, but as long as you do your research, you know.
Not just that, but make sure you wear protection.
Oh, yeah. We've got amulets. We've got runes that we absolutely use because we don't want anything attached themselves to us. You know, when I go home at night, you know, with the kids and Lisa, I don't want anything to follow me back that potentially could harm my family.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's so many hidden dangers within the field. You know, stuff can follow you home, abandoned buildings, those just aren't safe in general. It's always good to make sure you protect yourself just all around.
Absolutely. Always protect. Yep.
For sure. And with the cases you've investigated, is there any that you feel need kind of a follow-up or you feel like you would like to spend more time investigating?
Oh, yeah. One place that we have been dying to get our hands on is actually the Castillo de San Marcos, the fort out here in St. Augustine. Unfortunately, you know, we're not a big name out there. You have to have a name like Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters. Otherwise, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. And you got to have big insurance policies, and that's something eventually we'd like to do. Absolutely, we've been wanting to do it. We do the grounds outside quite frequently, but getting inside of the fort would be awesome because we've gotten some really awesome stuff just from the outside. On one of our live videos we did this past week, we had a lot of our viewers saying that there was a shadow by the front gate. And again, we want to get in there in the absolute worst way.
Well, it's cool that you've gotten, you know, kind of those responses without even having to go inside. So we'd love to see what you'd capture being able to actually go in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think because, you know, we've seen some of the big names out there that have gone in, and we would love to absolutely love to go there.
You know, we have a 954. We have a Florida caller here. Let's see. I'm trying to unmute him. There we go. Hi, caller from Florida, 954. What's your first name?
First name is Larry. And incidentally, even though it's a 954 number, I don't live in that area code. I live in St. Augustine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You're on with Chris and Lisa.
And,
hi, Larry.
And,
yeah, Larry.
Chris, Lisa, and everybody, how you doing? I got to tell you, I've been listening to the show. Number one, it's very professional and really enjoyable. And my wife and I are the ones that Chris and Lisa referred to earlier as the owners of Antiques and Uniques Collectibles, where Lisa had the experience with a friendly ghost named Henry in the back room who was touching her hair. We had a lot of experiences with them, but I got to tell you, one of the things that I just want to pass along about Atlantic Coast Paranormal and Chris and Lisa is they are extremely professional. We had the pleasure of being with them. They invited us to go on the Ripley's investigation with them this week, and we watched their team working, probably watched the team more than we did anything, but they were great. They were phenomenal, right on point, very respectful of spirits, professional. And it's just a pleasure knowing these guys. And normally I wouldn't say that to Chris in person because it's my job to make his life miserable. But, you know, it
you're
really,
make me
really
blush, Larry.
I can't help it, man. I'm sorry. But these guys are really good, and they're very sincere about what they do. One thing I'd like to comment on, you know, and not take up much time here, you asked about what kind of advice you'd give newbies or youngsters getting into the field. And my advice is invest in Duracell battery stock and carry thousands of them with you because spirits like to make your equipment go dead all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I want the batteries like crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you for your time. We're still listening, and we really love the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Larry.
Well, thank
you for
Larry.
Calling in.
You bet. Thank
wow,
you.
Wow, thanks. And also glow sticks. I know, Sophia, you've had Pat Wheelock on, who hosted tours on the Queen Mary and found kids shivering in places when their batteries all got drained on their cameras and their flashlights. So he says always carry a glow stick, and just in case you pop that open.
Absolutely.
Things are just going
definitely
the world during this world's largest ghost hunt. Everybody, like, they would bring in their cameras and they'd be fully charged and then they'd just go dead.
Dead.
And just everything was just, everything you could think of that would go wrong, like their cameras malfunctioning, their video malfunctioning.
Oh, yeah.
Battery packs just going dead, and so they carry a spare. Well, it wouldn't last long. That would go dead, too. I mean, there's quite a few teams out there that were pretty mad because they weren't able to really get anything.
Yeah, it's amazing just how quickly batteries can be drained on investigations. It's really nice, though, too, you know, that you guys have so many people who are calling in to support you both. It really shows, you know, it's kind of a testament to your team and, you know, how you both investigate.
Well, I appreciate it. It's nice to have, you know, people on our, behind us because if we didn't, again, this is something we've been trying to put together 5 years. If we didn't have the right people behind us, this wouldn't be happening right now. And we certainly wouldn't be on your radio show.
Well, I'm happy to have you on. It's, you know, great hearing your stories and getting to talk to you both. The audience, too, just like, I know it's kind of a complex question, but what do you believe the afterlife is? Where do you kind of believe that place to exist? And just, you know, what are ghosts?
Hmm.
There's actually many explanations for that, and I don't have the answers for them all, but, I mean, there are spirits out there that have unfinished business that just, they want closure with their families. I actually had one that I helped cross over. It was my oldest daughter's best friend's dad who had, unfortunately, committed suicide in the house with his wife and children in it. And that he had been trying to get, you know, their attention for weeks, months even, and they would wake up with scratches and bruises and not know where they're coming from, and they'd see shadows. And I offered to go in, but, you know, just they never said yes or no, and I'm not just going to impose on that. Like, I offered, if you want me to come, I'll come. I'm not going to sit there and be like, okay, well, I'm just going to show up at your house with my equipment, and we're doing this, you know.
For me, I think the afterlife is way more complicated than anyone can imagine. For instance, I mean, we've had experts at our house, and we've got a portal in our house, you know, and spirits come and go and kind of willy-nilly as they please. And that's just something you can't really comprehend in our world, being able to travel instantly like that to wherever you want to go, you know, wherever there's a door open. But I think a lot of it is, you know, the two reasons, in my opinion, that a spirit stays behind is one, unfinished business, and two, they just can't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Or there is that instance where they don't really know that they're dead.
Yep. Yeah. We've run into that a few times.
Now, we've always been told to be careful on,
yeah,
you know, asking them if they had died, because if they're not aware of that, well, that can, you know,
that can pretty, yeah.
And, yeah, we just don't do that.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, such a complicated question, because, you know, we never will really know until we're there ourselves. And, but I think that's part of the interesting thing about the paranormal, is kind of trying to figure out those answers and figure out, you know, what else is there to life, and just, you know, how much more in this world is there that we don't necessarily see every day?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, I guess
is there any
one, for instance, that my great-grandfather passed away a few weeks before my 9th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear, like, a thumping of a cane going across the floor and whatnot at nighttime. And then after my great-grandmother passed in 2003, all that stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was kind of waiting for her, if that makes any sense. I mean, just waiting for her to pass, that they could cross over together.
Certainly. I mean, they had that bond in life, and, you know, he didn't want to go through the next stages of it without her.
Absolutely.
Yep, that was the haunted house I lived in for 20 years of my life. The original barns, as far as I know, still stand along with the original milk house, which dated back from the early 1900s. So that place was really, really haunted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were told by a psychic medium, well, my mother was told by a psychic medium, that there was 18 spirits in that house.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
Yes, my great-grandmother, she had the gift of sight. My grandmother, she had, I guess, the gift of hearing. She had one in the trailer. She's not too sure to this day whether it was saying Mother or Martha, because her, you know, way back, oh gosh, I don't know how many years ago, she lost an infant. He had turned blue, and they did everything that they could to revive him, and that just didn't happen. And she said it was just a weird, funny cold, and she didn't know if it was called Martha or Mother. And she said, Martha doesn't live here. Leave me alone. And she said, just like that, it was gone. And she never heard from it again. So.
Well, that's definitely an amazing experience to have. And so many spirits, too, in the house you grew up in. I can't imagine what that was like for you. I mean, I lived in a haunted house, but it was primarily one spirit. So, I mean, 18 is a lot to spend so much time around.
Yep, and then, you know, through all the gifts in the family, I always thought I was just sensitive. And then I had a medium psych reading through a lady named Catherine. She's affiliated with the Warrens. And she told me I'm not just a sensitive. She said, you're everything. She's like, you're what we call a beacon. You're medium, you're psych. Like, she's like, you just need to open the door a little bit more. And I was like, no, thank you. I hear enough and feel things and see things. I don't need any help. No, thank you.
You're like, I'm good, but thank you for the advice.
Right.
Yeah.
So in the field, I mean, there's like you said, a lot of shows on TV. Is there anyone in the field growing up that you looked up to? As you mentioned, you've worked with Catherine, who was associated with the Warrens. Was there anyone that you kind of looked up to as an investigator?
I'd have to say the original Ghost Hunters. Like, I used
yep.
to watch them
absolutely
every time, all the time. Like, I knew the day, the time when that they would be on, and I never missed an episode.
Yep. We're actually affiliated with their original cameraman. He's a good friend of ours and has helped us out on several investigations.
Well, I mean, it's been amazing talking to you both. I know we're coming towards the end of the show here, but are there any websites, upcoming interviews, or events you would like to mention?
You know, I can't really think of anything outside of us. I mean, we've got the several events that we're working on, actually closer to where we live over in Spring Hill. There's the May Stringer House. We've been talking to another team, and we're going to hook up with them and go inside the May Stringer. I mean, just, you know, if you follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all the fun social media that my wife handles, because that's way over my head, you know, we'll keep everybody up to date as to where we're going, what we're doing. So we're planning on doing something at least once every other week is kind of our goal right now.
Absolutely. I mean, it's great that you guys are doing, you know, the Facebook Lives and getting out there. I know Rod's really excited to see what you guys are doing next. So I also can't wait to see what's coming up next, just investigation-wise and evidential capture-wise.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We have some big stuff in play that we're working on.
Well, I don't want the show to just close out on us, so I want to thank you both so much again for coming on today. It's been great talking to both of you, and you guys are always welcome back if you have anything you need to promote in the future.
Well, Sophia, I really appreciate it. Again, this was totally kind of off the wall, us just doing a Facebook Live, and sure enough, there's Rod. And apparently he seemed to like what we were doing, which tells us that we're doing good. We're heading in the right direction. So we really appreciate y'all having us on your show. It's been awesome.
Yeah, the
Facebook
Live is actually our first live feed. We talked about doing it in the past, but could never. We wanted to do YouTube because it seems like we always thought everybody does the YouTube thing.
No, Facebook's the way to go.
But unfortunately, with your phone, you have to have 1,000 subscribers, which we don't have. So,
yeah,
we decided
Facebook.
Excuse me, yes, do the Facebook Live and try that, and that was actually a pretty good outcome.
Yeah,
I was actually surprised at how much feedback and people were watching.
Well, it is amazing, you know, just getting kind of that generation from Facebook Live and all the people interested in your investigation. So again, I want to thank you both so much for coming on today, and I can't wait to see what you do in the future.
Thank you,
yeah,
Sophia.
Thanks,
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Chris and Lisa.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, we'll talk to you guys soon. And thank you, Radio Rod. He's in the chat room. He says they're good people. That's the last thing he put here, too. So fantastic show today, Sophia.
Absolutely. Chris and Lisa, we're such great guests. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you. Thank you, Radio Rod, for calling in today and making the show possible. And I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Rod. And also, Larry, I mean, that was a fantastic call, Florida call coming in, too, as well. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And I want to remind everybody, upcoming, we have best-selling Ghosts of the Quad Cities author Michael McCarty. He's coming on the 9th. Also, celebrity psychic medium, the psychic housewife of New Jersey, Psychic April, also seen on the Holzer Files. She'll be on the program on October 16th. The Heritage Hunter Society paranormal researcher Michael Lachiana returns to the program on November 6th. Paranormal researcher and YouTube sensation Carl the Crusher will be on the program on November 13th. We have a lot of other people that are booking their dates and also for networks too as well. So a lot of exciting stuff coming up here on the Ghost Host Show. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. So like the Ghost Host on Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com, Facebook, fan page, just to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. And also, everybody, to remind you, Atlantic Coast Paranormal, for their official, visit Atlantic Coast Paranormal 58 at blogspot.com. Also, I think they should get Larry to put a written endorsement on their page, too, as well. That's what Rod and I were chatting about. Also on Facebook, Atlantic Coast Paranormal Investigations, Twitter at @ACP_paranormal. The Ghost Host Show is Sophia Tipperelli on liveparanormal.com. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie Francie on Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Tipperelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.